by the power of awareness, by the power of just enjoying awareness that is the capacity of everything. It's the dynamic impulse of everything, no matter what it is. By enjoying that for short moments, repeated many times, it became permanent in my life and completely cut through the root of confusion. That means that I am never confused. Never. Even the appearance of confusion never appears. So there's never any thing any longer called confusion, and there's not anything called an unconfused state either. There's just wide open, spacious lucidity and clarity and serenity and wisdom. And so you see, this wisdom awareness, it doesn't need to describe things in any one way. So it doesn't need to say, oh, I'm responsible or I'm not responsible. It doesn't need to say I'm the doer or I'm not the doer. It's completely uncontrived. One moment there might be a strong presence of non-doing. Another moment there might be a strong presence of doership. But because these are not two, and there's absolutely nothing to think about, there's no thinking about any of these things that enter in. You see, they're unnecessary. They're completely unnecessary. Awareness is completely free of the need to think about anything. Yet at the same time, awareness is super complete in its power and its intensity in terms of being extremely beneficial, no matter what the experience might be. So you see, whether you have a dream and you want to carry out some kind of a dream or a vision, or whether you just want to sit around and let everything flow however it will, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's more your own disposition than anything else. But you see, whether your disposition is open and fluid and not really ever wanting to make any plans or really bring into reality any kind of dream you might have, that's just a disposition. That's all it is. It doesn't mean you're any more or less aware than someone else who has an incredible dream and vision and is bringing it out to everyone in the world. It doesn't matter. Both are, the substance of both is awareness. It's aware pure space. It's wisdom awareness, and it isn't anything else. So just relax. Just relax and allow all the questions to be as they are, and all the thinking to be as it is, and all the emotionality to be as it is, whatever it is. Whatever the emotions are or the thoughts are, they're the evidence of awareness. So there's no need to change any emotion or thought, ever. In fact, it's in the attempt to change an emotion or thought that discomfort comes about, tension comes about. Whatever the thoughts or emotions are, just there's no need to censor them in any way. Whatever they are, and they are the dynamic energy of awareness. No need to change them. The same with experiences too. Just let them be as they are. If anything needs to be done about experiences, let it appear from within the clarity of awareness rather than from within trying to rearrange experiences in order to feel better about what's going on in life. The rearranging thoughts and emotions and experiences will never bring well-being. And any of us can see this in our life. Many of us have spent our whole life trying to rearrange thoughts, emotions, and experiences in order to bring about well-being, but it's never happened. It's never really happened. It's only when everything is allowed to be as it is that there is well-being. That's the only time. So do the math. rest is awareness. That equals well-being. Rest plus rest plus rest equals well-being. That's the math on the matter. And this rest, rather than trying to make prolonged sessions of awareness, rest is to be taken in short moments, repeated many times. In this way, it'll become automatic. And in this way, the long moments will naturally become self-kept rather than trying to contrive them or force them. And so, you know, this really works, and you've heard me say it repeatedly. I've seen this not only in myself and others. And before I go on and answer the other questions, I'm going to have some people share about how short moments have become long moments, have become continuous and permanent awareness in their life. So who would like to stand up and talk about what it was like when they first started practicing short moments and what happened and what it's like now with longer moments?
Okay, I'm Kathy. For me, I came 1.5 years ago and was introduced to awareness. Before, I was really rearranging all thoughts and emotions in all kinds of ways and trying to get rid of bad emotions, anxiety, fear, sadness, and trying to get good emotions and trying to get good experiences. And I did that all in an analytical way, also connecting all my experiences to earlier experiences. So I was introduced to awareness, and I could see that if I let everything be as it is, not trying to avoid what is appearing and not trying to indulge the appearances also. So I liked to really create all kinds of stories about what appeared, why it was appearing. As a psychologist, I was really good at making whole stories about what appears. And then, I short moments many times allowed me to just rest again and again in what appeared. And when the story went off, I rest again. I could see, after some time, I could see really quickly that whenever the story was going, I recognized that was the place to rest. And I did that again and again. And at one point I saw I have to rest really imperturbably. And I sometimes really then again saw again I like to indulge in my stories and take them to be something and felt a victim of what appears, but then again and again I rest and relaxed, and then really automatically, in with that commitment of wanting that above all else, that freedom, I knew there it is, that all the search ends there. I knew that, and I could feel it, that there was nothing more to look for, nothing more to search in either analyzing or in other kinds of practices. So I relied only on awareness, on that practice. And then automatically these short moments grew naturally longer over time, and really again and again reminding myself. But in the first beginning it was a little effort, but that effort just goes away, and it naturally, just you see, now I rested some hours. And then that just comes in naturally. It's more and more in the day. You just see them, that then there's rest and there's nothing going on anymore. So all stories ceased, and all my psychological theory and stories just came settled naturally. So, and there's just total freedom in every moment and ease. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam, what would you like to say about short mom? Sure.
This morning was the first morning that I woke up, and there weren't a whole lot of stories going on. And I've been practicing for about a year now. I met Candace last summer, and as soon as I met her, I knew my search was over in terms of what was the proper method to achieve the well-being that I was looking for. And back to this morning, yeah, I just woke up and realized there was no story. And the way I've been practicing this is the short moments, but also relying upon the group and the teacher and the teaching. And that is really, it grows exponentially when you're in the group of people all resting naturally. And it is these short moments. Before I had the idea that you had to sit in meditation and calm the mind and try to force it into a certain calmness. And I realized that just the introduction to awareness is just like that. If the introduction is just like that, why should you need to sit in a long, prolonged period of resting? If the instantaneous introduction is like that, then you just remember that and you just start growing that out and out and out. And then eventually it just, like Kathy was saying, they just start to expand out and out, and then you're realizing that it's kind of just dissolving into always being restful. And then in terms of your decisions, if you have to make an important decision, if you just calm your mind for a second and just drop out, it just your decision will just kind of come to you. So yeah, just the short moments, just repeat that mantra to yourself. Remember that when you're like getting all worked up in your head. And it works.
Petra, how about you?
Yes, I could say something, maybe.
Hi everyone, I'm Petra.
Hi, Petra.
Yes. And I had the honor to meet Candace 1.5 years ago in India, in Rishikesh. And I clearly remember when I participated the 12 inquiries, and I was so nervous, like I was really a wreck. You remember that too, right? And I was really nervous, and I was really like kind of crying after the first session, and I just had all these points of view about me, like, maybe I cannot do this and I will not attain it, or my English is not that good, or all these kind of points of view that you are just kind of controls you. And I was not even aware of that they were controlling me. I mean, some part of me kind of felt that. there was something that I was missing, but I didn't know what. And 12 Inquiries is just helped me so much in realizing that none of this is really true, and it's just so sad that we just kind of believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And when all that kind of just disappeared, first in the beginning I was feeling that I really needed to practice for short moments many times. And after some time, I was like, am I doing it or not? Or how does it feel? I mean, I couldn't really describe it. And after that period, I was just feeling like, I just knew that it's resting. And now it's been 1.5 years ago. And I also very clearly remember someone was asking you, maybe this is also a thing that many of you that's just been introduced to the Great Freedom Teaching is wondering, like, will it go away? What will happen when I leave? And things like that. And I remember in satsang someone was asking you, like, oh, this feeling is so good and I'm feeling so great and I'm about to leave, and will this feeling go away? What will happen? And you said, no, where would it go? where would it go? And I was like, yeah, okay, let's see what happens. And I left. And of course, I knew ever since that is so true. Because every one of us, we are this. So where would it go? I mean, it's just here. So, and I kind of never stopped believing in that. Even though I was not resting all the time. I mean, sometimes, most of the time I'm resting, and sometimes I have to tell myself to rest, sometimes I have to do this all over again, like reading a bit from the text, and I have to tell myself, like, okay, step back, rest. But most of the time, actually, I'm just like feeling really, really good about everything, and I don't even think about resting, and it's just, life is just great, and so many doors has open completely, and yeah.
Thanks, Pat. Would you like to say something, Danny?
I was resting for short moments with the thought, what would happen if she called me on stage, so... what to say, it's just that it works. Any situation that I ever came across with, even if I could have done it or not, just by practicing the short moments, it's just... More and more I found out that I can handle everything. Everything, and even now in the festival, I had this example of the sweat lodge, which probably some of you have done it, and for me it was like a living hell. If there would be a hell or not, this probably would be it. It's like darkness and hot stones, and everybody's just like. And even in the sweat lodge, when this like it's a very strong, intense physical activity when the entire body is screaming, "I'm dying, let me out." While resting short, I never rested so as many short moments. And the thing is that the more you rest in it, you realize that it doesn't matter what will happen in the sweat lodge, everything is okay. And even if the body will faint, which many times it had this feeling that it's going to happen any second, it's just there's like a silence, stillness, peacefulness. It just was, it doesn't matter, but just a feeling that everything is okay no matter what will happen, and it's just growing more and more. And I can't say that I'm resting for naturally all the time, because that would be lying, but the more I rest, I realize that anything is possible. And anything is possible for me to happen, and anything is possible for me to handle it. And it may sound like a cliche, but the most highest human potential that I have as a human is revealing. And it's before I had to do something to get it, and I had to really make an effort to achieve and to strive and to get somewhere. And now it's just like, here I am, come and take me.
Just a few of many examples. And so this is the key, the short moments repeated many times. It's really the key. And there is plenty of support for that in the Great Freedom Teaching. There's 24/7 support worldwide, so there's always someone to rely on for support if needed. The idea that awareness is something that can be achieved by going through different kinds of methods and practices, and that somehow by going through the methods and practices, awareness will be arrived at. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem natural that something that is already present would require a lot of doing in order to find it. It's already right here. So, you know, for most people, just in short moments, it's possible to recognize that. And then these short moments become long moments, and the long moments become a lifetime. So just in this very natural way, awareness opens up. It opens up from within everything that we've been trying to get rid of. That's where it opens up from. Awareness is actually appearing from within that disturbing emotion you're trying to push away, or that you're indulging. It's appearing from within that. It's appearing from within disturbing thoughts. So if we're trying to get rid of disturbing thoughts and disturbing emotions, we can't see that awareness appears from within those. Awareness is the only essence of everything. When we just relax, we see that. And awareness includes absolutely everything. It's called all creating awareness, because everything appears within it. Everything is subsumed within it. And so no matter what label you apply to something, it is awareness and nothing else. It's appearing due to awareness and via no other means. And so if you call something stress, that's appearing via awareness. By resting as that stress, it becomes clear that it is awareness. Then it isn't stressful anymore. From within what was called stress appears blissful awareness. And then all these names and labels, they just even out and they become equal. No matter what you call it, it's awareness. But it's not some kind of flat line. It's the bliss. It's the blissful joy of awareness that fills the whole body with soothing energy. And whereas in the beginning it may not be that you are able to see that very disturbing things are inseparable from bliss, by the practice of short moments many times, you will definitely come to see that even very disturbing states and experiences are bliss. So you see, this is the true meaning of non-duality, that happiness and suffering really aren't two, that the same bliss appears from within happiness that appears from within suffering. If we can't open ourselves up to at least understanding that, then we have no hope for permanent well-being. We have to at least open ourselves up to understanding that initially. If we just reject it out of hand and say, no, I have to change my disturbing thoughts, I have to change all my disturbing experiences, then we can never test it in our own experience. If we test it even just a little, soon we'll see that awareness is a wonderful natural resource. It's the refuge that we can always take. It's what we can always resort to as the essence of everything that is appearing. So just in short moments, we can grow to trust awareness. If it doesn't seem like it's for us right away, just in testing it for short moments, we can develop trust, develop confidence in awareness. So you see, this is the easy way. This is really the easy way for everyone, no matter what's going on. And some of us have big heartaches. Most of us do. You know, most of us have huge heartaches. We've got stories about everything. You know, we have these heartaches. And I had these stories too, and I really believed my stories too. Whatever they were about, my psychological stories, how all my afflictions came about and could be psychologically analyzed and described very definitively. I was sure I knew these things, but I found them to be empty stories. When I began resting for short moments, I could see that I had a choice of either the story or the warmth and soothing energy of complete restful ease. That was my choice. Do I want the story or the other? And so this is the most important choice we can make, the story or complete ease in every moment. I found that no story is worth having, no story about anything. Not only painful stories, but none of the stories I had about philosophy, the spiritual stories I had, the religious stories I had, those weren't worth having either. Not when in the moment I had the experience of everything just as it is. Why would I need a story about anything? Any story is a cage. And so, you know, no story is necessary. No story is necessary to this right here that doesn't have a description. And so if it's impossible for you to rest initially with horrible screaming heartache or whatever it is, then rest in other areas where it's easier to rest and with practice, you'll be able to rest as those painful stories. This is just the way it is. You know, but what choice do you have? You need to be real with yourself. Are you going to continue on this journey of the screaming heartache, or are you if you can't rest with the heartache that is so terribly disturbing and painful, strengthen your ability to rest in other areas. And I can guarantee you will be able to rest as this heartache. But that's the only way to be free of it. There isn't any other way. It's the only way. So you see, the choices are simple. It's choice one or choice two. Mm-hmm. It's not a long list of choices. Choice one or choice two. If it feels impossible to rest as that right now, that's okay. That's just the way it is. However, you need to realize that by strengthening your ability to rest and gaining familiarity with that, you will have the power inside you to rest as the heartache too. Just count on that. If you don't believe it in yourself, then borrow my faith. Now the man and woman thing, well. Awareness doesn't have a gender. And awareness is equal to love, so it's synonymous with love, with full blazing love, with incredible bliss. I'm answering the perennial question about men and women. And you're sleeping. All right, to recap here, what I've said is that awareness doesn't have a gender, so that's a good thing. And awareness is synonymous with love and wisdom. It's synonymous with bliss. And so when we rest as awareness, we rest as love and we rest as bliss. We rest as that which has no gender. All ideas are appearing in awareness, even gender. Gender isn't some kind of fixed thing, just like nothing is a fixed thing. Whatever has a label does not have an independent origin. That means it's free of being anything other than awareness, completely free. So, you know, whatever ideas you have about that, it's just a story. And you will grow to see this in your own experience. If you are with someone and you don't feel like you're in love with them, it just means that you don't have a connection with that person. That's all it means. It's no big deal. They may feel they have a connection with you, but if you don't have a connection with them, that's just the way it is. It's not wrong or right. You know, it's just like some people come here to the Great Freedom Teaching and they don't understand anything that's going on. All that means is they don't have a connection. Doesn't mean anything else. They don't have a connection to this teaching. And so it's the same with falling in love with in any way with this teaching or anything else. Either the connection is there or it isn't. But it's not, no need to make yourself wrong. It's just not there. When the connection is there, it'll be there. And hopefully it'll be completely based in resting as awareness. Now, while you don't have this connection with anyone, is a good time to really grow strong in awareness. It's a very good time because you don't want to be entering into any relationships with anyone that aren't based on that. See, now you have a choice because you're resting as awareness, which means you can choose someone else who's also resting as awareness rather than getting into a point of view contest with someone, you know, which is what a lot of relationships are. At first, there's the love, oh, wow, it feels so great, it's fantastic, it's going to be this way forever, I know it. And that's what falling in love always feels like. But it never lasts. And so no matter if you're sitting here today and saying, oh, but mine will, you're wrong. What will last is awareness, love awareness. That love will always last, regardless of the other person. But all the states associated with intimate relating, they come and go. They just come and go. That's the way it is. If you want to know that your love will last, it's the love of awareness that will really be lasting. That's what will carry you through a commitment. Not relying on temporary states within a commitment. That will never take you through the commitment you've made to another person. It's only awareness that has that kind of supreme loyalty. Then when you make promises to people like, I want to marry you, I'll love you forever, or I make a commitment to be with you forever, or you make a commitment to have children, then you can really make that commitment because you know you're solid in awareness. So see, you're young, and this is really great that you have this ground from which to make very important decisions if you choose to make them. Who knows, you may not choose to make them. But if you do, any commitment you make, you'll be able to carry it out. And you can see that clearly when you're familiar with awareness. When you make a commitment, there's no back door. When you make a commitment, you make a commitment with no back door. And so as long as we have lots of points of view, there's always a back door. Now, if I can't tolerate this person's points of view, then I'll leave. So, yeah, awareness opens up a whole world of possibilities that just aren't there when we really believe in all of our stories and our thinking and emotions. Yeah. Now, you're really solid anyway, so I can see that about you. Yeah. So whether you choose to have this kind of relationship in your life or not, your life will be filled with love. And then to be in an intimate loving relationship with another person, that'll just be the icing on the cake. But it won't be necessary to give you love. And there's a big difference between being with a person because you want to be with them and being with them because you need to be with them to make you feel better. So that's the whole story.